It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You all right?
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
Good morning. I am not Sandy Rios. I am not Sandy Rios, but welcome to Sandy Rios in the Morning. I am Walker Wildman. My name is Walker Wildman. I'm sitting in for Sandy this Thursday morning. Welcome to the show. Man, if that introduction does not get you fired up, what will? What will? So I'm honored to be sitting in. Once again, my name is Walker Wildman, and you're listening to Sandy Rios in the Morning. Sandy had to make a last-minute trip to Washington, D.C., so she asked me late yesterday afternoon to fill in for her, and I am honored to do so. I'll tell you what, I didn't have to think twice about whether I would fill in for Sandy Rios in the morning, but I did think to myself after I had already accepted the invitation that these are big shoes to fill. These are big shoes to fill, so I am honored to do so. Well, it's Thursday morning, April 12th, 2018. A few things before we get started and hit the news, get into the news like Sandy does each morning. I want to read from Psalm 118, just a few verses. This morning I was looking at Psalm 118, and I had a hard time picking out which of the, 29 verses to read from because they're all so good. But I'm going to read verse 21 through 24. This is Psalm 118, verse 21 through 24. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm sure many of you have heard the last verse there, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. But I want to encourage you, go and read all of Psalm 118 and get that verse in context. Get that verse in context and read what David was talking about there. So that's a good scripture for this morning to get our day started. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Speaking on the same tone there, next week is our Share-a-thon. We have a biannual Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio. You've probably heard us pitching this for the last few weeks. But our Share-a-thon, look, we are a listener-supported ministry. We are a listener-supported ministry, meaning without the help and the financial support of listeners like you, then we can't be here. We can't be here. So we are fully, partially listener-supported, and we rely on folks like you to help us stay on the air, So next week is our spring Share-a-thon. The dates are April 17th. Through 19th, that's Tuesday through Thursday, April 17th through 19th, you'll hear a much more next week. The theme is In God We Trust. The theme is In God We Trust for our spring Share-a-thon. But one thing I need you to do before next week, I need you to call in next week and give to support the ministry of American Family Radio so we can stay on the air and you can continue to hear Sandy Rios in the morning. But in the meantime, here's a little something else I need you to do. I need you to call in and give your listener testimony because we enjoy here at American Family Radio, we enjoy hearing how God is using us. We enjoy hearing how God is using us. So here's how you can call in. Just take 30 seconds or a minute to give your listener testimony. Tell us how God has used American Family Radio to impact your life. And if he has not used American Family Radio to impact your life in a positive way, Then just don't call. No, I'm kidding. Hopefully everyone benefits from American Family Radio. Here's the phone number. I'm going to give the phone number. And what you'll do, once you call this number, there'll be instructions. You leave a voicemail, maybe a minute or so. tell your name, where you're from, and how American Family Radio has impacted your life. Here's the phone number, 877-876-8893, 877-876-8893, and I'll try to give that number out a couple more times during the show just in case you didn't get it. But some folks say, well, I love American Family Radio, but I just can't. What if I could ever get on the radio? What if I could ever get on national radio? Well, if you call in and give your listener testimony, then you might just get on national radio. Another thing that we're working on here, and I'm mentioning some of these things before we get into the news of the day, because these are important. Another thing we've been working on is this Netflix series called 13 Reasons Why. This Netflix series is very, very dark. I know Sandy's mentioned this the last day or two on her show. And this to give you a brief overview for those who have not been up to date on this, this Netflix series, Netflix is a streaming service where folks can watch movies via streaming on the internet and in their homes. Very, very popular. I think they have millions. I know they have millions of users all across the world. So this is a very powerful company. But Netflix, nonetheless, Netflix has, they released, I don't know, maybe a year ago, I think last March, they released a series on Netflix called 13 Reasons Why. 13 Reasons Why. And what this, and I'm going to sum this up, it's a series, so I can't sum it up. I'm going to try to sum it up shortly, is what I'm getting at. The series is about a character by the name of Hannah Baker. And Hannah Baker has a tough time. I think she's in high school. Yeah, you know, she's trying to date boys. She's getting picked on by girls in school. And she just has a tough time, just like some in real life do. But Hannah Baker, the main character in this Netflix series, she ends up committing suicide. She ends up committing suicide, but she doesn't just commit suicide portrayed in the series. It's revenge suicide. So she records these 13 tapes, cassette tapes, I believe, and she sends them to all those who have done her wrong, all those who have hurt her, the boyfriend who dumped her and all this. She sends it after she commits suicide. So she sends out all these tapes, and then she commits suicide. It's very graphic, very dark. I would not encourage you to watch it, even if you want to try to get a feel for it. I would not encourage you to watch it. As I was driving home last night from work, I thought, well, I might need to go ahead and watch this film. If I'm going to be talking about it, I might need to go ahead and watch it. But then I thought, I'm not bringing that darkness into my house. I'm not watching this film in my house. So I watched the trailer at work, and I read some articles on the show, but I'm not watching it, and I would encourage you not to watch it. And so Hannah Baker commits suicide, and it's a revenge suicide, but it's not the series doesn't paint the suicide in some dark light. It paints it as if it's some option. If it's a great idea. This is an option. Look, if you're depressed, just commit suicide. And so we are protesting this Netflix series, 13 Reasons Why, and we have a petition up, afa.net, visit our website. You can sign the petition to Netflix. Here's what we're asking them to do. We're asking them to pull Season 1 and not air Season 2. And I think this is doable, folks. This is not just an American Family Radio issue, an American Family Association issue. There are secular psychologists out there saying this is horrible. This is horrible. There are high schools, literally high schools, sending out letters to parents saying, beware of this series. Beware of this series because multiple people have committed suicide because of this series, 13 Reasons Why. One of them we documented. We did a video documentary. You can watch this at afa.net. But it's of a young girl, a young sweet girl, 14 years old. Her name is Anna Bright, and she binge watched 13 Reasons Why, and she committed suicide just a week or two later. So it's very, very saddening, but we must do something. We cannot sit on our hands. We must fight. On to the news of the day. Speaker Ryan, many of you heard the news yesterday. Speaker Paul Ryan announced that he will retire, that he will retire after this term, which ends, I believe, in January. Speaker Paul Ryan will retire. You know, the rumors had been circulating and on Capitol Hill that he was going to retire for the last probably 6 months or a year, but he kept saying, no, these aren't true, Well, they were true. They were true, but I guess he wasn't ready yet. So Speaker Paul Ryan is going to retire. We're going to go ahead and play clip one. This is Paul Ryan announcing his retirement. This is really just about a minute of his announcement, but it's an important minute, and I want you to listen to it.
You all know that I did not seek this job. I took it reluctantly, but I have given this job everything that I have, and I have no regrets whatsoever for having accepted this responsibility. This has been one of the two greatest honors of my life. The job provides incredible opportunities, but the truth is, it's easy for it to take over everything in your life, and you can't just let that happen, because there are other things in life that can be fleeting as well, namely your time as a husband and a dad, which is the other great honor of my life. That's why today I am announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House. To be clear, I am not resigning. I intend to fulfill my served term as I was elected to do. But I will be retiring in January, leaving this majority in good hands with what I believe is a very bright future.
Well, there you have it from Paul Ryan himself. He will be retiring in January. So basically, he's not running for re-election in November. But the important thing, and I have differences with Speaker Ryan, and I'll outline those in a minute before we end the segment. So I'm not, you know, I'm not patting Paul Ryan on the back, but I'm just saying, first off, you don't see retirements much in Washington because folks love the power. But Speaker Paul Ryan, a fairly young fella, considering compared to the rest in Washington, D.C., a fairly young fella, I don't know, probably in his 40s, late 40s, early 50s. Speaker Paul Ryan, he said that he didn't want to be, this is a quote from Fox News article, he said in a press conference after meeting with House lawmakers that his primary motivation was so he could spend more time with his wife and children, who he said he did not want them to remember him as a, quote, weekend dad. And I thought that was really encouraging that he's retiring and he notes in it, I'm sure there are other factors. I'm positive there are other factors on why he's retiring. But nonetheless, part of it, and he's been a family man for years. This is not a new thing. He said multiple times, I want to be home with my family. He made it a priority to go home every weekend to be with his family while he served. So I give him kudos for that. But nonetheless, this is good news. This is good news that Speaker Paul Ryan is retiring. Because I know Sandy has probably voiced her disapproval, to put it nicely, at Speaker Ryan and some of the ways he's handled his leadership. But this is good news because I've called on Speaker Ryan to resign multiple times in my articles I've written and on my weekend show, which I'll talk more about later. But Speaker Ryan, let me just say this. Compared to John Boehner, he was better. Compared to former Speaker John Boehner, he was better, but he did not meet my standards. He was not a diehard conservative like we needed in leadership in the House. So this is a prime opportunity for conservatives in the House, conservatives across the country, to get the House Speaker that will fight for them. And we must get a House Speaker that will fight for conservative values. We must get it. And so Paul Ryan is resigning, and there'll be a campaign for a new House Speaker after January in early 2019. All right, folks, we'll see you after the break.
We'll be right back. AFR is one of the finest radio networks in Christendom, and I just have watched again at the quality of work that they put on the air, of the straight arrow kind of stuff that they support.
Thank you to AFR Radio. I started listening to you about 10 years ago. Before that, I had never called a congressman. I never called any of my senators. I had never been active. You guys have really inspired me to start picking up my phone and getting involved in the political process in our country.
God is using American Family Radio to inform, equip, and activate our listeners to strengthen the moral foundations of American culture. Please partner with us in this important effort during our three-day share-a-thon beginning Tuesday, April 17th.
Thank you guys for all you do to keep us informed. I'm using it to also inform my friends, and we just appreciate everything you do. Thank you, AFR.
The influence of media is so very powerful over a person.
American Family Association and the family of Anna Bright want to warn you about the Netflix program 13 Reasons Why.
I really feel in my heart, with all my soul, that show contributed to her passing.
After binge-watching season one of 13 Reasons Why, 14-year-old Anna Bright committed suicide in the same manner depicted on the show.
To portray suicide, first of all, as an option is not a good thing. To portray it graphically, it leaves you vulnerable to the enemy's attack, which I think it definitely did for our daughter.
She took a permanent solution to a temporary situation.
Help protect our teens by signing the AFA petition urging Netflix to pull Season 1 and cancel the upcoming Season 2 of 13 Reasons Why. You can see Anna's story and sign the petition at AFA.net. That's AFA.net.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Truett McConnell University.
My name is Peter Koh, and I'm a business major, and this is my junior year at the college. What I love about the athletics here at Truett McConnell University is the coaches and their side of trying to teach sports from a biblical mindset with sportsmanship involved, and it really changes the way that you pursue the game, not just passionately doing it for other people, but also for yourself and to glorify God in that, which is completely different from most other schools.
Are you called? Visit truett.edu today.
A school district near Erie, Pennsylvania has decided to arm school teachers, not with guns, but with baseball bats. And I'm not talking about a Louisville Slugger. No, no. The baseball bats given to teachers in the Mill Creek School District are 16 inches long. William Hall is the superintendent of Mill Creek Schools. He says every classroom will have a mini bat locked away for safekeeping, only to be used if a teacher or child's life is in imminent danger. A district survey found about 70% of citizens support arming teachers with guns, but the superintendent says that's probably not going to happen, well, seeing how they have 16-inch baseball bats. Another Pennsylvania school district in Schuylkill County made national headlines when they put buckets of rocks in classrooms. The school district suggested hurling the stones at attackers in the event of a school shooting. Sticks and stones, America. Sticks and stones. I'm Todd Starnes.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
All right, folks, welcome back to Sandy Rios in the morning. I am Walker Wildman sitting in for Sandy Rios today. First time sitting in for Sandy. First time sitting in for Sandy. Really one of my first times to host, at least by myself, a primetime show on American Family Radio. So good to be here with you. Before the break, I was talking about House Speaker Paul Ryan retiring. And I wanted to wrap that up. I wanted to wrap that up because many of you have been unhappy with Speaker Paul Ryan, and I have been too. And I ended that note kind of patting him on the back. So I got to end it fair. I got to end it fair. Because I don't want to get emails and calls saying Walker's part of the swamp now. Walker's a part of the swamp, because we all know that's not true. But Paul Ryan was known, at least on Capitol Hill, for being very soft on illegal immigration. How I know that is not because he came out, you know, saying we don't need a wall, we need illegal immigration. He would never say that, but he did not fight for either of the two. He did not fight for a border wall, and he did not fight to halt illegal immigration. So Paul Ryan was known to be soft on illegal immigration. Also, he cut these horrible, and we know this all too well, he cut these horrible budget deals with the Democrats. just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he cut these horrible, bloated spending bills with the Democrats. So House Speaker Paul Ryan is retiring, going home to be with his family. And let me just tell you, he will do fine financially. He will do fine. He'll give speeches. Lobbyists will want to talk to him, and he'll probably he might even work on K Street for lobbyists. Who knows what he'll do? But he will be well off. But here's how I want to conclude this, and that is we need to not settle for less when it comes to the new House Speaker. We need to not settle for less because I don't want to miss this opportunity for the American people to get a good conservative House Speaker, and then a year down the road, we're complaining about how bad House leadership is. This is our time to seize the moment, and when I say we, the American people, and get a conservative House Speaker. In studio with me is Fred Jackson, News Director for American Family Radio and OneNewsNow.com, also who hosts Sandy Rios' show in the morning sometimes. Welcome, Fred.
Good to be here with you today. Doing a great job. You know, when there's stuff going on in Washington, you can fill an hour easily.
Yeah.
And these days, I tell people we haven't had a quiet news day in 5 years.
Yeah.
Actually, going back even further, I think it was when Barack Obama was elected president. We've had a busy day ever since.
Exactly, Fred. I know you have some news stories, but mm-hmm. on Paul Ryan, mm-hmm. Have you heard any news about who might be running in his place?
Well, it's Steve Scalise from Louisiana. We've heard about that. Tim McCarthy from California. They were kind of out there yesterday. The rumor started about 24 hours ago that Paul Ryan was going to step down and say he's not going to run again. And actually, Scalise was interviewed on Fox and Friends like 4 hours before Ryan made the announcement. Hmm. And he was asked about it. So it was out there. I think it's safe to say those two gentlemen are interested in mm-hmm. the job.
Yeah.
Now, so that debate will begin amongst conservatives. Will these two guys do the job, or is there somebody else that conservatives believe could do the job? Let's face it. There's a lot of dissatisfaction within the Republican camp right now, the conservative side of the Republican camp. Mm-hmm. Sorry, we have to say it that way these
yeah.
days. Because some members of the swamp are of the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some conservative Republicans who are disappointed in Paul Ryan. And one thing for sure, they don't want another, they say, Paul Ryan coming into that position. They want someone who is going to fight big budgets. They want somebody who's going to cut budgets. They don't want the kind of thing that happened with this budget where you saw spending just go out of control, where you saw that Planned Parenthood funding did not stop,
mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things. The wall was not funded.
Yeah.
So they want, I believe what these conservative Republicans want, they want someone who is going to fight for the agenda that President Trump made very clear during the election campaign, and they just didn't see that happen over the last year and a half.
Yeah, exactly. And before we get into the news of the day, I know you got some updates on that raid that we saw Monday,
mm-hmm.
The wee hours of the morning on Monday. But if you want to call in, and I'll take calls next segment, I'll take calls the latter end of the last segment. But if you want to go ahead and call in, get on the line, get ready to roll, we're going to keep it to the topics discussed on the show today. So Paul Ryan retiring. We could talk about the Mueller investigation and the raid that happened. But if you want to call, here's the number, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. We'll take your calls in the last segment. All right, Fred.
Well, the big news on Monday was this raid by the FBI on President Trump's private lawyer. And when we say private lawyer, it's Michael Cohen. He's the guy that's been Donald Trump's lawyer for many years. So that's why I say it's his private lawyer, as opposed to Jay Sekulow, who is the lawyer for the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this raid on Monday into Michael Cohen's apartment, into his offices, and they took all kinds of files. We've heard the discussion about this as a violation of lawyer-client privilege, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. What has sifted through the stories over the last 24 hours is what they're... The Mueller investigation apparently has now taken an interest, gone beyond the original purpose of looking into alleged collusion between Trump and the Russians during the election campaign. Apparently, Mueller giving the blessing now for the FBI to look into the $130,000 payment that Michael Cohen made during the election campaign to Stormy Daniels. The development this morning is this, is that part of the reason for the raid goes back to a National Enquirer. There's a credible news source for you.
Wow.
Goes back to the National Enquirer paying a former Playboy playmate $150,000. Her name, Karen McDougal. She was part of that CNN expose back a couple of weeks ago. Paying her $150,000. So allegedly the FBI agents wanted to see, feel that Michael Cohen had more information on that. But now listen to this, folks. There was also, allegedly, according to stories from the Associated Press and others are reporting this morning, a $30,000 payment to a doorman at a Donald Trump hotel based on he heard a rumor about Trump's sex life. Now, this I'm reading from the AP.
Mm-hmm.
They pay him $30,000 based on a rumor. He's a doorman at a Trump hotel. Oh, I heard a rumor that the president had fathered a little illegitimate child with an employee at Trump World Tower. So based on that, he got an agreement not to say anything, a settlement before the election. $30,000. And he would face a penalty of $1 million if he disclosed it. So they gave him a check for $30,000 based on what he said was a rumor.
Wow.
Now, this is what this has degraded to, the Mueller investigation. You know, and this is, you know, Sarah Sanders, the White House spokesman for the president yesterday. There is no collusion in the collusion investigation.
No.
They've been trying for a year to find that. There's, pardon my English, there ain't nothing there.
Right. Right.
If there was, we would have heard it by now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And you know, it's really, I put in my notes here that this is out of control. This and that's obvious here. This is out of control. They're doing raids that are non-related to the original mission of the special counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And Rod Rosenstein is overseeing this. And ultimately, Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, is also the boss of Rod Rosenstein.
Yeah.
And so, but it's how long will this go on, Fred? I mean, this is so outrageous. And I know if people have different opinions on this, but I'm of the opinion that either way, it's a hurricane. Either way, it's a political hurricane, and I think President Trump, people say, well, if he fires Robert Mueller, that's just going to be bad, political. It's already bad. You know, this is already bad. They're already going after him. How long do you see this lasting for?
Well, see, no matter what happens, and we've talked about this, the secular media is going to find darkness, whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion— And you're right. There are many conservatives who say, no, it's going to be a mistake. In fact, Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham and some Democrats are getting together, Cory Booker, to try to pass a law that says the president can't fire Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Attorney General Jeff Sessions can fire Rod Rosenstein.
Yes.
Rod Rosenstein, Sessions gave over the whole investigation into the alleged Russian collusion to Rosenstein. Rosenstein and Mueller are working back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this investigation has gone way beyond that now. I think if I was the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, I'd be sitting down with Rod Rosenstein and say, hey, listen, this was not part of the original agreement.
Yes, that's right.
This was, you know, payments made to Playboy bunnies and porn stars and doormen for Trump hotels. This was never part of anything.
Right.
It's gone beyond it. Thank you, Mr. Rosenstein. You've done a good job. I'm appointing somebody else now to come over and monitor Robert Mueller's investigation to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen. By now, after a year, you ought to have some conclusions, but you need to state to the public about what you found on the alleged Russia collusion. If you got nothing, you got nothing, out of here.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah, and look, out of all the people going after President Trump, trying to dig up dirt on him, they've been doing this for the last 3 years, someone would have found evidence of collusion.
Yeah.
And honestly, there should be no special counsel, and here's why. With Hillary Clinton and all the other scandals, even scandals under President Obama that he was responsible for, mm-hmm. Benghazi, the Clinton Foundation, pay for play, the server in the bathroom, hosting classified information, all of these things, at the onset, the facts, the initial facts show illegal activity.
Mm-hmm.
At best, potential illegal activity. But with President Trump and this Russia investigation, there is no crime that they can identify. They're saying there might be something out there, so let's go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it nullifies the whole special counsel. But nonetheless, folks, we'll move on to another topic. What you got, Fred?
Well, we were reporting yesterday, the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, for the last couple of days has been appearing before first a Senate hearing and yesterday a House hearing. And there were two topics out there. How did it happen that Facebook users' information was used during the election campaign? And both Democrats and Republicans are somewhat concerned about that because information flowed. And so Zuckerberg has been dealing with that. But the other topic that kept coming up over the last couple of days is Zuckerberg being questioned on how is it that it seems that conservatives keep getting blocked, conservative bloggers. And two, I guess, of the most famous, and they were part of the questioning yesterday, are the dynamic duo, I believe, from North Carolina, Diamond and Silk.
They're great. They're great.
If you've watched Fox and Friends, they appear every now and then. They are two African-American ladies. They are unapologetic in their support for President Trump. And, of course, the mainstream media and many others don't like them for that. But what happened was Facebook took their page down and said their information and was harmful to the community.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So on Tuesday, I think it was Senator Ted Cruz went after Zuckerberg. He couldn't answer the question. Why was it that this was taken down? What is dangerous about Diamond and Sill talking about their support of Donald Trump? Didn't really get an answer, Senator Cruz, on Tuesday. Yesterday, no fewer than three Republican members of Congress tell us what was dangerous about Diamond and Silk. First few times, Zuckerberg says, look, I'm not sure about that. But finally, he said, we made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
We made a mistake. We have dealt with it. We have called. We have fixed it. They're back up and running.
Yeah.
These two ladies have a following of over a million people. But here's what the problem was, and the questions didn't get to that, and I think this is the crux of the matter. What led to the initial decision to take that Facebook page down?
Right.
Who did it? Was it an algorithm? How did you develop an algorithm that says supporting Donald Trump is dangerous to a community?
Yeah, and to your point, Fred, this is Senator Ted Cruz wrote an op-ed in Fox News, which basically summarized his questioning to Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
And what we discovered in the hearings over the past 2 days, or 3 days, is that Facebook employees, listen to this, folks, Facebook employs over 15,000 people
mm-hmm.
in security and content review. So over 15,000 people are responsible for deleting content because of various reasons, some legitimate, some not. But that's a lot of people to have their hand on the trigger.
That's right.
And I think that might be what happened in here. And Zuckerberg tried to act oblivious to this whole banning of conservatives. This is common knowledge.
Yeah.
Facebook bans conservatives. And if they don't ban them, they censor them. They do what you call shadow banning, where they basically cut off the spigot on your Facebook page where you don't reach anybody.
Yeah.
But Zuckerberg, it baffled me. He was just, after Senator Cruz's questioning, he said, you know, well, we just try to be neutral. We just try not to be political. And I don't know if we could ban any conservatives. Well, you haven't read the headlines.
That's
the past
right.
few years. You haven't read the headlines.
Yeah.
Thanks, Fred, for coming in.
All right, good to be with you, Walker.
Appreciate that. All right, folks, next segment, I'll take your calls, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Let's keep it on topic. Let's keep it on topic, the topics that we've discussed in the show today. And the more, the briefer you are, the more callers we'll get to. So I know that'll make everybody happy. Folks, thank you for listening to Sandy Rios. I'm guest hosting for Sandy. My name is Walker Wildman. We'll see you after the break. We'll be right back.
But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. In a clear demonstration of the increased hostility to the name of Jesus, during an episode of ABC's daytime talk show, The View, the name of Jesus was muted as if it were an expletive. The hosts were discussing a British study that showed many of the UK's church attenders wanted to ignore four of the Ten Commandments. I'm sure you can imagine which ones. Spirituality is welcomed in modern times, even celebrated, but Jesus is the line of demarcation.
Listen to the Hamilton Corner, weekdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Central on AFR. For more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association. Come join Sandy Rios for a walk back in time when she was a young grieving mom, discovering firsthand how God's strength is made perfect in weakness. The music of Sasha's song, Sandy Rios' first album project, is a reminder of God's faithfulness.
Would God sustain us through the years?
Produced by John Ennis of the Billy Graham Crusade with members of the Indianapolis Orchestra, this beautiful music will lift your heart.
Like peering through a window blurred with rain, emotions run together in a flood of doubt and pain. For He is able.
Available on CD at afastore.net.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now. 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23. 855-PSALM-23.
This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. House Speaker Paul Ryan's announcement yesterday that he will not seek re-election offers congressional Republicans an opportunity to pull out of the political death spiral that imperils their majority and invites the impeachment of President Trump. The question is, will the House GOP seize the opportunity to excite and engage voters indispensable to such outcomes? Or will it alienate them further, ensuring that the base stays home with predictably devastating results? That choice will be determined by whether the Republican caucus tries to fob off on its base another establishment politician, presumably drawn from the ranks of Ryan's lieutenants. If instead, in the days ahead, the House GOP embraces as its next leader an authentic conservative with passion, energy, and most importantly, Make America Great Again principles, they will give the base a reason to turn out and prevail. Jim Jordan for Speaker. This is Frank Gaffney.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the Morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Sandy Rios in the Morning. I'm your guest host, Walker Wildman, filling in for Sandy. Walker Wildman filling in for Sandy Rios in the Morning. I want to mention a few quick things before we move on and take calls. A few quick things. On a positive note, California governor, I'm reading from a headline here, California governor agrees to deploy 400 National Guard troops to the southern border at President Trump's request. So the lefties out in California, Governor Jerry Brown, has agreed to send 400 troops to the southern border. He mentioned in here, it was kind of, you should read the letter. This is from a, I believe, an NBC affiliate. But the letter that Governor Brown sent to President Trump, basically saying, yes, we will comply in the National Guard deployment, he the first paragraph is kind of an about face. You know, he's like, okay, we're going to send, I'm summarizing here. He says, okay, we'll send the troops, we'll send 400, you know, we'll do what you need. But then he spends the last half of the letter talking about how, well, that we're not going to be apprehending little kids and immigrants. And you notice they use the term immigrants. They're not just immigrants, and they're not just migrants. They are illegal immigrants, and that's what separates the two. I don't know one American citizen who is against immigration or migration. We are against illegal immigration. We welcome everyone to America so long as you go through the legal process just like everyone else. So California's governor defiantly says, or compliantly says, okay, we'll send troops to the southern border. We'll send troops to the southern border. So that's good. That is good news. President Trump put the pressure on, and I believe that the National Guard on the southern border, I wish they had apprehension authority, and I wish they were armed, but nonetheless, they will still serve a legitimate purpose in helping our customs and border patrol. One other thing is, many of you might have missed this, but back in February, this is going into the whole Syrian Civil War issue, which is a total whiplash from California and the National Guard, but bear with me here. This was from February. General, y'all remember, if you don't, then here you go. About a year ago, the United States, launched dozens of Tomahawk missiles into Syria because we believed that the Assad regime had launched a chemical weapons attack against its own citizens. So the U.S. Responded in force. That was one of the first big military actions President Trump took. But this is important. This is February 2018, so about 10 months after we launched that attack against Syria. The Department of Defense says the U.S. has no evidence to confirm reports that the Syrian government had used chemical gas on its citizens. So we possibly launched all those missiles into Syria on faulty intelligence. And the reason I bring this up, the only reason this is relevant today, is because our military, our president, our commander-in-chief is considering military action in Syria, but I just want to warn the president and all others in command. I have a lot of respect for the military, a lot of respect for intelligence, but I just need to say this. Let's be absolutely positive that it is Assad launching chemical weapons attacks in Syria before we absolutely rain down bombs all over Syria and destroy all kind of infrastructure and possibly lives. Let's make sure that it is Assad launching those chemical weapon attacks before we get all involved in Syria like we have been before. And I'm not saying that it is not Assad, and chemical weapons are disgusting use. They're very horrific and gruesome on citizens. But let's be positive that it's him before we get all involved in Syria again. All right, folks, 888-589-8840. Let's go to the line, and we're going to talk to Charlinda in Texas. Charlinda, welcome to Sandy Rios in the Morning.
Thank you very much for having me this morning.
Glad to have you. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to make a comment about the book and the resulting show, 13 Reasons Why. I am the mother of a suicide victim. My son, Jason, committed suicide at 36 years of age, and it's been the most difficult 3.5 years of my life. Three years, 7 months, Saturday. And there's never a month that I don't count down to say, died on September 14th. And every month on the 14th, I write it down. So many years, so many months. And the only thing that I have say that could be positive about the book is I never thought about the things in Jason's life from the time he was a child all the way through his 36th birthday that would cause him to commit suicide. And that's the only thing positive that book did for me was to give me an insight into how everything led to his decision. Mm-hmm. But the book itself is traumatic to read. And I did read it because it's on our shelves for our high school students. I'm a teacher, and I teach seniors. And it's on our books mm-hmm. from the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade classrooms for them to read. Mm-hmm. And it's not that it's, you know, any kind of detrimental, or it's not really detrimental to them, but I think the TV show would be worse because mm-hmm. it would make it more graphic.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really get into the reasons, and it's not so graphic in the book, but the TV show would be very graphic, and I think it would be horrendous for any parent or any child to watch that show. I would not let them do it.
Yeah.
I would, if my son had been home, in my home, I would not have let him watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 36.
Yeah. All right, Sherlinda. Well, thank you for calling. God bless you. And I really appreciate you calling. I know that's very tough. And I know I'm going to ask all of our listeners. Matter of fact, let me pray for you right now, Sherlinda. Would that be okay with you?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Lord God, we come before you. And many of us, we can't even seem to fathom the loss of a loved one, especially at suicide, at the hand of suicide. Lord, but we want to pray for Sherlinda. Pray you'll give her peace. Pray you'll give her strength, Lord. And pray that you'll give her healing and that her testimony and her tragic experience with her son would, and that she could use that, Lord, to glorify you and to help others and possibly save others, Lord, from suicide. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. All right. Thank you, Sherlinda. God bless you. Well, there you have it. That's from the mother of a victim of suicide. Personal testimony there. Personal testimony. Let's move on to Tennessee, and we're going to talk to Shirley in Tennessee. Shirley, welcome to Sandy Rios in the Morning.
Good morning. Just a quick few comments. Thank God Ryan is resigning. I feel like saying good riddance. I feel like he's been totally unproductive and inactive to actually help our Christian right and our conservatives. And I feel like he's probably going to be one of those with Obama who recently did this to go to New Zealand and try to escape doomsday sessions. I'm saying that God will either have him resign or because he's going to have to unrecuse himself or he just needs to resign. He's not helping. Diamond and Silk are right about Facebook. They said, don't drop it, make it act right. And I feel Cruz gave Facebook a royal whooping. And I feel like everybody ought to know because Facebook's number one thing is not to lose their money. And I feel like they need to eventually. And Syria, we're right there on the brink of a war. Alex Jones on InfoWars is talking about it. Israeli News is showing how it relates to the war of Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 38 and in Daniel 9 through 12 and in Revelations. And I'm praying that we'll stay out of that, keep our troops out of that, because mm-hmm. we don't have proof. The pictures that have surfaced, we don't even know if they are from the last supposed mm-hmm. attack. We don't even know if it's real. And we can't base wars on that. I feel like if these people want to bait us into the war, we need to let them fight. And we stay out and pray and believe Jehovah Jireh, our provider, will help us to make the right decision and keep America and put those troops on our border mm-hmm. and get Trump some help because, and I'm African-American saying it too, he doesn't have any help. It's not his fault that he hadn't been able to do all that he said he'd do, but I believe if we get him some help and people are going to vote, mm-hmm. It'll happen. And Carol Swain is going to be running in Tennessee. She was the professor at Vanderbilt, and I hope everybody will go and vote for her for mayor.
All right. Thank you, Shirley. Wow, Shirley covered a lot of topics. I have to give her credit, Rob. She covered six or seven topics in a matter of 2 minutes. Kudos to Shirley. Sorry we had to cut you out there. We need to get to more callers. But I completely agree with you on just about everything you said. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. All right, we'll go to Charles in Texas. Let's see here. We're going to go to Charles in Texas. Charles, welcome to Sandy Rios in the Morning.
Good morning. I just want to speak on this Robert Mueller investigation. You know, I'm just livid over this whole thing. Rod Rosenstein should have never been in the cabinet in Trump's serving President Trump at all. I know he's an Obama holdover, and Jeff Sessions, he should need to unrecuse himself. Or, I mean, Trump needs to use some famous words: "You're fired." Fire Jeff Sessions, hire Trey Gowdy, and let's get this thing, let's get this Robert Mueller investigation out of the way. I'm born in Alabama, like, and I approved of Jeff Sessions being the Attorney General, but right now, he's not doing his job at all. We got no special counsel for none of the things the Democrats have done. Nobody's been held accountable. Only the Republicans, certainly not Republicans, because you got a Republicans, only the conservatives are being held responsible for things that they're fabricated. Mm-hmm. We need to get rid of Sessions, bring in Gowdy, and let's get this show on the road and start and keep making America great. And then one more thing, and you notice you got a lot of black supporters of President Trump. I'm African-American, too. I voted for him. We'll continue to support him. You got a lot of black Americans now speaking out in favor of President Trump because their eyes are being opened. This is not about a right and a left thing. This is a spiritual battle, mm-hmm. and this is a battle for the souls of our people, and we need to continue to pray for our people.
Amen. Amen, Charles. Thank you so much for calling in. A lot of good words there. And on the Jeff Sessions thing, on the Attorney General Jeff Sessions thing, you know, the one option he could do, and this would be an uphill battle, but he could, let's see how I word this, he could insert himself back into authority over the Russian investigation. He could basically unrecuse himself. He could unrecuse himself. So he could do that. He could basically write a letter saying things have gotten out of control. I'm not able to run my Justice Department. I need control back over this. This is my constitutional authority to run the Justice Department and all things underneath. He can insert himself back into that. That is an option. That is an option if President Trump does not fire him. All right, we'll move on to Wayne in Louisiana. Wayne, welcome to Sandy Rios in the Morning.
Good morning, Walker. First, I'd like to say thank you. You're doing a wonderful job bringing up some very important subjects and issues that we all need to pray truly, you know, fight for our beliefs. The one thing that jumped out with the Zuckerberg interviews that I think hasn't really been brought to the forefront is the issue that apparently what was done for the Republican Party during Trump's run for the presidency was nothing new. This had been done extensively by the Obama administration, the DNC. And the concern that, and the thing that I picked up on that concerned me most was that they had way more information provided to the DNC and the Obama administration than was provided to Donald Trump. And now the door is being locked, and therefore the information that was provided to the DNC with all of the contact information, and they said that basically they could reach every Facebook user and all of their friends and neighbors.
Wow.
And with that information, it would be a pervasive disadvantage on the next re-election cycle.
Yep.
And now the door has been locked, and it's I think it's just unfair that that be allowed at all.
Right, right. I agree with you, Wayne. Couldn't agree with you more. There are reports that Facebook basically donated user information to the Democratic National Committee and the Obama campaign. Who knows if that's true or not, but if it is, that's pretty damning. All right, folks, thank you for listening to Sandy Rios in the Morning. I'm Walker Wildman. It's been a joy to guest host for Sandy Rios. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, folks, keep praying for our country. Let's keep up the good fight, and let's not quit.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.